Hello, Great Granny.
Hello, Mandy. I'm glad to see you here in Vienna. I hope that you had a nice flight from New York. Look at you, my darling. You have grown so tall and pretty over the years.
Yeah, well, I'm 17 now, not 15 anymore. Anyways, I'm really happy to finally be here with you and see your apartment in the Karl Marxhof. I've read about the Karl Marxhof in the newspaper on the airplane, and I found it really interesting what was written there about the building. Therefore, it would be great if you could tell me what it was like to live here in the 30s.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm honored. So let's start with the construction. This piece of architecture was built from 1927 till 1933, and it was an example for municipal buildings in Vienna. These big housing compounds for modest income people were constructed in conservative housing areas to create a social mixture instead of isolated ghettos like in other cities. Very often, they have a big green courtyard inside. It was a big step for society that children could grow up with playgrounds right next to their homes. Thus, council flat became a symbol for the Viennese labor movement.
I'm sure you spent most of your time there.
Yes, of course I did. I enjoyed playing outside with my friends. My mother always complained about the dirty clothes.
Wasn't your mom annoyed that she had to wash everything by hand?
She would have been, but we had two large laundries in our compound of 1,283 apartments. We even had our own library, dental surgery, pharmacy and kindergarten, and two washing houses with bathtubs and showers.
Wow, that sounds like everything was perfect.
Well, not really. There was a bomb attack. The Karl Marxhof was the center of the resistance against fascism in 1934. The building was almost destroyed.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you survived. Thank you, Grandma, for telling me everything. Could you show me some old pictures of back then?